You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
FDA staff have said that a booster dose of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine administered 2 months after the first shot may be beneficial, though they added that the data is limited and not all of it has been independently verified by the agency. That's according to documents released yesterday. The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee will meet today and tomorrow to discuss additional doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, respectively. If they sign off on the shots, the CDC's Advisory Committee will weigh in, likely next week. Interestingly, scientists at the FDA declined to say whether they will or won't back Moderna boosters earlier this week, given how good the current vaccines are at protecting against severe disease and death. In other news, the White House announced that it'll lift travel restrictions for the fully vaccinated at the U.S.'s land borders with Canada and Mexico starting next month. While travelers entering on planes will need to show proof of vaccination and a negative coronavirus test to enter the country, entering by land will only require the former. People who were never banned from entering from Canada or Mexico, like students and commercial drivers, will also need to show proof of vaccination starting in 2022. Biden will continue to use a different border policy for migrants. And two Texas-based air carriers, American Airlines and Southwest Airlines, have said they will not abide by Governor Greg Abbott's ban on COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the name of following President Biden's executive order. Both companies are requiring U.S. employees to submit proof of vaccination by the day before Thanksgiving. After United Airlines announced a similar mandate in August, six employees filed a lawsuit in federal court in Texas. Yesterday, a judge issued a temporary restraining order barring the company from putting employees who have been granted a vaccine exemption on unpaid leave.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.